you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are getting ready to close out week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature in Carson City. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local now for a Thursday. One of the issues that I've been waiting for this legislature to attack, and that is the cost, the high cost of prescription drugs in our state. And I'm glad to see somebody is finally stepping forward. Let's check in with Melissa Hardy. She is Assemblywoman District 22, and she joins us from Carson City. Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
First of all, so people know who you are. You come from a family that has specialized, I guess, in, community service, public office, things like that.
Yes, that's true. My dad was a legislator here in Nevada. He was a speaker of the assembly back in the 1960s, and he also served as president pro tem of the Senate.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, that was as a Democrat, right?
Yes, that is true. He was a Democrat, and he still is a Democrat. Yes.
And by the way, we don't hold that against him, do we?
No, we don't. Certainly not.
No, I love it. But your mom has been active. I mean, your entire family has been active in public service, right?
Yes, my mom, she worked in the office here for Senator Paul Laxalt when he was our senator, United States senator. And yes, I come from a family. It was more about, as you said, being involved in our community and giving back to our community more than it was about being political. So that's, how I grew up, and that was why I, wanted to run and be able to follow in their footsteps and in that legacy of being involved in public service.
Okay, let's start at the beginning of Assembly District 22. Where is it? For those that don't know, there are a lot of people out there that may not know that you are their assemblywoman. Tell me about District 22.
Sure. So District 22 covers Henderson. It's basically around the Green Valley Ranch area, south of the 215. I do have a little part of Anthem, also part of the Sun City Anthem. Then it goes over on the west side to the Seven Hills Street there. And then on the east side, it goes out around the 95, goes up into Mission Hills. So it's pretty much everything south of the 215 and then those two boundaries on the east and west.
Now you represent Sun City McDonald Ranch, a part of Sun City Anthem, and that means you have a pretty heavy senior population in your district. There is nobody that is hurt more by the high cost of prescription drugs than our seniors, especially seniors on a fixed income. Can you talk a little bit about the challenge that they face that's maybe a little unique?
Yes, you're correct. One of the things when I was campaigning, my husband and I were door knocking. We went to both of those areas, and we had many conversations with seniors about the cost of their prescription drugs. Some of these folks are on multiple prescriptions, and you know they live on fixed incomes, and so it can sometimes be a burden to them to be able to pay for these prescriptions. My own mom is in that category. She lives with us, and I see her, you know, struggle sometimes when she has to take multiple prescriptions. And so I wanted to be able to do something about that. And that's the genesis of my Assembly Bill 141.
Explain exactly what AB 141 does and what pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, what are they and what do they do? What is their role in pharma?
So basically, they're kind of the middlemen between like the pharmacies and the drug manufacturers. And so the purpose, the goal of the bill was to allow consumers and patients to be able to go into a pharmacy and get their drugs for the least expensive price. And so what this bill allows is that a pharmacist can tell a person when they come in of the least expensive drug that's available to them, whether it's cash price or if they use a discount card or if there's a generic or something like that. And so that was something, you know, like I said, that I came up on the campaign trail, and so I wanted to do something to help these folks be able to obtain their prescriptions at the least price possible.
Okay, so tell me what has been going on now. Are there PBMs that will not help folks, potential customers, to get the very lowest price for what they need?
Yes, I mean, there are those that, you know, prohibited those, and there had been prior legislation that kind of addressed what we call the gag orders. And so I just wanted to take that further and, you know, further put prohibitions on the PBMs from putting gag orders on the pharmacists. And so this legislation will help to do that.
Again, joining us, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. I've always had this debate with my friends as to whether prescription drugs is a federal issue. Is it a state issue? Is it a local issue? You seem to say there are elements of it where the state needs to step in.
Yes, correct. And that was what I wanted to do with this legislation. And so that this bill, it would apply to all pharmacies. There are PBMs that own pharmacies. And so I wanted to be sure that this applied to all pharmacies and, you know, to address this issue, at least for the people that live in the state of Nevada.
And by the way, I am assuming that Big Pharma probably does not like your bill. Are they lobbying against it?
They had concerns with the bill when it first came out, but, you know, I had an open door with them and was able to work with them and address their concerns and, you know, get this to a place that we could agree and that it would be beneficial to consumers. Of course, you know, would I have liked it to possibly go further? Of course. But, you know, I feel like this was a good step and that will help address some of these concerns. And, you know, maybe in future legislation we can address this again and maybe add some additional protections and benefits for consumers.
So you view this as an incremental advancement, and it's going to be good, not just for the seniors in your district, but all of us. Am I right?
Correct, yes. I mean, you know, this was a population that is affected by prescription drug prices, but you know, frankly, all of us, when we have prescriptions, could be affected by the cost of them. You know, I think as a whole, Nevadans pay too much for their prescriptions, and I wanted to be instrumental in doing something that could address that problem and help us.
Melissa, we're just getting ready to wrap up week 10 of the 80th Nevada legislature. Your bill has been out there. Has it had a hearing yet? Is it going to advance out of committee? Will it get to the floor? Can you give us a progress report on AB 141?
Sure. Yes, my bill actually had a work session and it passed out of committee unanimously. So it will go to the floor, where I'm hopeful that it will receive bipartisan support and will be passed and move over to the Senate side. So I'm hopeful. I'm excited that it was voted unanimously out of committee.
Do you have any help on the Senate side, Settlemyer or folks like that, that could help you with AB 141?
Yes. You know, I work with Senator Scott Hammond, Senator Joe Hardy, Senator Settlemyer, Senator Pickard. There are some good advocates over there. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we'll be able to move it through the Senate as well.
Let me ask you, what is your sense of this 80th Nevada legislature? Not much other than SB 143, the background check bill that just breezed through in about a nanosecond. But beyond that, we haven't seen a lot of bills approved. We don't see the governor having a lot of signing ceremonies. What's going on?
Well, I would agree that we haven't voted on very many bills yet this session. You're, like you said, we're 10 weeks in, and we've only voted on, I'd say, probably less than 50 bills. So, you know, this is my first session, so I don't really have anything to compare it to other than what people tell me, that things are moving very slowly, and I would have to agree with that. You know, tomorrow's a deadline. Bills have to pass out of committee in their house of origin by tomorrow. So we're working feverishly to hear these bills and vote on them. So, but yes, it seems to be moving at quite a slow pace.
Now, the fact that AB 141 is already advanced out of committee, does that mean you guys are off the hook and you're okay for a while?
As Republicans, or what do you mean?
Well, just from the standpoint of supporters of your bill, you said you have been voted out of committee, right?
Right, right.
So, in other words, this deadline coming up tomorrow doesn't impact AB 141.
No, it passed out of committee by the deadline tomorrow, so AB 41 is good and should be voted on the floor.
And obviously, and by the way, it's AB 141. 141. If folks want to enlighten, shall we say, their member of the Assembly or the State Senate, do you know how they do that? I know you're a first termer, but do you know how folks can actually reach out to their representative?
Sure, it's actually very easy. You can visit the Nevada legislative website, which is ledge.state.nevada.us, and on that website there's a tab called NELIS. There you can see all of the scheduled hearings, you can access and read bills, you can even watch committee hearings. They're archived, you can go back and watch them. All of the legislators' website, phone number, email addresses are all on that state legislator website, so it's very easy to contact us. We also have our own websites, you know, that we use in our campaign. So we're very accessible. We encourage people to, you know, go to the Grant Sawyer Building to testify, to come up to Carson City to testify, email us and call us. And, you know, that's very important and something that as legislators, we want to hear from the citizens. We want to hear from the people in our districts. And so I encourage everyone and urge them to use the resources that are available to contact us and express their opinions and concerns.
And by the way, will there be bipartisan support in the Assembly for AB 141, or is this a deal where you're going to be fighting maybe just to get a vote in the Assembly?
Well, I'm hopeful. I feel confident or encouraged that it came out of committee with a bipartisan unanimous support. And so I'm hoping that that will carry forward onto the floor. And, you know, that I'll have Republicans and Democrats alike vote for this because, in my opinion, this really shouldn't be a bipartisan issue. We all would like to pay the least price that we can for our prescriptions. And so that I'm hopeful that that's how everyone views it and we'll get on board and support this bill.
Can I tell you, Melissa, I'm so happy that somebody, that you have been have had the foresight to say, you know, this is a no-brainer. This is something we all can support and get behind. The idea of lower prescription prices is something we can all applaud. I'm glad somebody's finally doing something about it, and that's why I congratulate you. I think what you're doing is great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and that was one of my goals if I got elected, was I wanted to bring forward legislation that would have bipartisan support and that would, you know, be good for not just Republicans, not just Democrats, not certain segments of the population, but everyone. And like I said, I think this is something, drug prices and prescriptions, that do affect everyone.
Melissa,
so that's why.
Can I tell you, I'm so proud of you and so excited about your first term. You're getting something done, and you're getting something done not just for the constituents of Assembly District 22, but for all of us, and I really appreciate it. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to support you, if they want to support your reelection bid, whatever it might be, or they just want to get a chance to talk to you, how do they go about doing it?
Sure. That's one of my favorite things to do is to meet people in the state and meet people in my district. I really do enjoy that, hearing people's stories and letting them know that I am a real person, you know, just like them. I have the same concerns. I have a family. I have a business. You know, I'm no different, and I'm here to represent them and their interests. So I have a website. It's Hardy4Nevada.com. They can also reach me on my cell phone at 702-329-7936.
One more time on that phone number. Slowly.
Okay. 702-329-7936.
That is great.
And my website is my last name, Hardy, 4Nevada.com.
I love it. I love it. Melissa, thanks so much. Next time you're in town, you want to come by the studio, we'd love to have you in studio and talk about some of these issues that I know you've been talking about on the floor of the Nevada Assembly. Thank you so much. We'll let you get back to work, but thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, thank you for the opportunity, and I would welcome the invitation to be on your show anytime. Thank you, Kevin.
Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, joining us. Stick around. We are so busy. We are sprinting to the finish line today, folks. We still got a lot to do. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Tomorrow, Daniel Honcharu will join us from NPRI. He's joining us from Carson City as they wrap up week 10. Yeah, week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour here. And, you know, we'll get some... oh, my God, the bumper music. There it is. We're going to take a quick break. And then I promise you we'll get back to your phone calls. It's the wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. It is live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. You call in. You tell me what you want to talk about, and that's what we talk about. Pretty straightforward. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what it is we're going to talk about. We make sure that it's topical. It's today's news. That it's compelling. It's something you actually care about. And most importantly, that it's entertaining. It'll hold your interest and the interest of our listeners. That's the way we do the first 2.5 hours. Now, for the last half hour, we let you dictate the topic. You tell us what it is that interests you. In fact, let's begin. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I wanted to make a case for why the border has to be shut down for a week at least, But first, I want to talk about a Democratic candidate that's going to be running by the name of Andrew Yang. Have you heard of him?
Yes. Andrew Yang wants to do the, what do they call it, the dividend, the freedom dividend, where people will end up getting like $1,000 a month for doing nothing.
Yeah, that's right. And he's going to be campaigning multiple spots on a daily basis through a hologram, almost like the technology was used on Coachella and Tupac. And he says that his, one of his heroes is Tupac. And one of the cases that I want to mention to why the border has to be shut down is there's a new epidemic in Florida, 600 cases of hepatitis A, measles all over the U.S., polio, and the Haitians in Mexico nearly burned down the immigration building yesterday, and there's a new caravan being formed of over 3,000 illegals coming this way. And one thing that I do like is that they are slowing down the traffic, and that's going to help down with drug trafficking. Because, you know, drug particles take around 3 hours to dissipate through the car, so the docs can smell it better. And that is going to slow down drugs and...
Hey, Mike, but the president said Mexico and some of these Central American countries in the last 4 or 5 days have done a better job. Are they not doing a better job if we got new caravans coming towards us?
No, I don't think they are.
See, and that's, can I be honest with you? Call me a skeptic. I wonder whether they're doing the job. You know, I mean otherwise, let's seal the border. Let's do what companies at the mall do every 6 months. You walk into a mall somewhere across America and you see the lights on in a clothing store. You see people bustling about, and then you go to the front door, and it's locked. And you look at the sign. It says closed for inventory. That's what we need to do. Close our border for inventory. Let's find out. Is it 11 million? 12 million? I mean, how many illegals are there in our country? Anybody know? If your answer is, I don't know. You and the Border Patrol and ICE and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, you're all in the same boat. Because nobody knows exactly how many illegals are here. How many are using our benefits? How many are getting their kids educated in our schools? Hospitalization in our hospitals? In our emergency rooms? No, I mean, the problem is we don't know. And that's what's so sad about it. Go to Curtis. Curtis, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I was just wondering about Bernie Sanders, what he said yesterday about that health care was a right to all Americans. Well, isn't the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, isn't that a right as well? So if the government's going to pay for health care, shouldn't they buy every American citizen a gun?
Well, you know...
Because it's a right.
No. But here's the deal. It is an enumerated right. Second Amendment. Okay?
Right.
Nowhere do you see health care. It becomes what they call an unenumerated right. Like, for instance, is the right to own a Lexus. I mean, your kids shouldn't have to go to school in a broken-down Chevy. I mean, they should be able, with pride, to ride to school in a Lexus. They also have a right to a summer vacation at Disney World. Not Disneyland, Disney World.
But you have to run work. You have a as an American citizen, you're guaranteed these rights. But You have to work. You have to implement something in your life to achieve them rights. The government doesn't give you the rights. They're God-given. So the government doesn't give you the right, and they shouldn't have to pay for your rights. If you want them rights, you get off your butt, you get a job, or you start a business like I did, and you go out there and you go and you build, and eventually you get a house, a car, and you get what you want. And if you want that Lexus, you better get a good job.
I love that. Curtis, thank you, man. Curtis makes sense. We'll see if you make sense. I've just freed up two lines. You want to seize one of them? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to James. James in North Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Yeah, I've been watching these things between what the Democrats are saying about the FISA warrants, about our new AG wanted to look in it, into the spying. And it's amazing how they keep calling the AG some type of lapdog, when his job would be to look into any falsifications, whether it be the FISA warrants or even the spying or any of that. That's their job, to find the truth and to bring it to the American public's view so that we know what's going on. Anytime you use any type of governmental agency as a weaponry, that is always going to be bad for the American people, not just for the people they're doing it to. Because once they set that precedent, they'll just keep going. Then we'll be back in the, 40s, 50s, and 60s, where they were spying on everybody. Let's just repeat that. We're not going to repeat that. I'm hoping that he finds what's going on, finds who's involved, and everybody needs their day in court. Let them prove they didn't do it. You know what I mean, Kevin?
No, it's let's give everybody their due process. But let's do it. I mean, it's the same thing about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and those folks that got caught up in the college admission scandal or criminal investigation. A good example, Steve Cohen. I've interviewed Steve Cohen a few times from my days working back in Nashville. He is a Memphis guy, a Tennessee Democrat, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he claims that this is the left wing rhetoric. He claims that the Mueller report and the redactions and the entire investigation that Bill Barr wants to do on the investigators is, and this is cut three, this is misguided.
The Inspector General over at the Department of Justice is already conducting an investigation into the origins of the Russia probe. Should the Attorney General conduct his own investigation at the same time, or simply wait to see what the Inspector General's report concludes?
Well, certainly he should wait. There's so many more important things for him to be doing right now, with white nationalists rising and hate crimes. We saw racial signias painted at the fire at Highlander Institute, which was burnt to the ground in Knoxville about 2 weeks ago, a place where Dr. King and Rosa Parks and many environmentalists and labor leaders have trained for years, a spot where white nationalists would find it objectionable. And they painted racial insignia similar to what was at Christ Church and similar to what was seen in Charleston at that church. And there's so many things to be investigating there that are really a threat to the American public safety.
The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today that the Attorney General is, in her words, going off the rails. She also said he's acting more like the Attorney General for the President rather than the Attorney General of the United States. Are you concerned that the President may be compromising Bill Barr's independence?
I think Bill Barr gave away his independence when he accepted the job. I've said it for weeks, probably said it on your show, that the President hired him to be his Roy Cohn. That's what he was hired for, and he's taken the position. It was a Faustian bargain, and they're carrying on. And Bill Barr, if he had a good reputation, which some people said he did, he's losing it. He's acting less like a Janet Reno, less like an Elliot Richardson, and more like a John Mitchell every day.
The President tweeted earlier this afternoon that the Mueller investigation was, and he used the word, treasonous. Treason, as you know, is punishable by death. What's your reaction to that inflammatory rhetoric by President Trump?
president doesn't know what he's talking about treason or anything else. He says whatever it comes to his mind, and that's really sad. The whole idea of the truth and people speaking honestly to the American public and trying to encourage people to know facts and have fact-based discussion is being eroded. The truth is being thrown out, and Trump is the leader in that. And that is a terrible legacy for him, and it's terrible for America and for a country that's based on the rule of law and with respect for law enforcement.
So there you have it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll let you hear William Barr himself and what he thinks, you know, this whole idea of investigating the investigators. I love the idea, by the way. We'll also get to more of your calls as well. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association. We are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Man, I'm so excited about tomorrow. Tomorrow wraps up week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. And one of the things we're going to get to with Daniel Honcharoo, tomorrow is another one of those deadlines where if bills don't get out of committee and to the floor of their respective body, then they're in trouble. That's why AB 141 that Melissa Hardy was talking about, it's already passed out of committee, and it will come up for a vote in the assembly. And that's good news. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. For those of you that don't know, our final half hour is always the wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you call in, tell us what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mr. Wall. I got a question for you. I want to know what you think about the red flag law coming to Nevada.
What is the red flag law? I may know it as something else.
Well, in California, if a neighbor or somebody or a bad ex-wife are mad at you or whatever, and all they got to do is pick up the phone and call police and say you're a danger to yourself and your neighbors, and
they come at gunpoint.
And they take your weapons.
Yeah, no, that's got to be killed. The folks at the NRA and Nevada Firearms Coalition, they're hot on the trail. What's weird about that is that I saw, who was it? It was Chuck Schumer talking about it in the United States Senate. It's part of what they call Violence Against Women's Act that they're trying to reauthorize. And the thing is bad, and it's the same thing. If you are accused, or as Chuck Schumer said, if for some reason, you don't treat your date well, that they can end up taking away your guns. That's not going to fly. That's not going
to
fly.
Well, that's without due process, and that's going to have to get challenged in the federal courts.
And my guess is, Kavanaugh, it probably will. It probably will. Cassius, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, first of all, I saw you on the Central States All-Star Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
And that's not championship. They call it All-Star.
Yeah.
And you do a heck of a job.
That was also about 20 years ago.
Well, that's fine, but it's you just really... really fit the mold of championship wrestling commentary, and I just wanted to comment.
That is so nice of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's one thing that I discovered probably a year ago that this was out. I guess everything's on the net, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Full shows that I did back in 1984 are up there, and it's like, wow. Me
Very
with
good.
A mustache and curly hair and yee.
Now, I wanted to also comment on the reason that everybody that voted for President Trump, and it's certainly plus or minus this reason, but it is generally and really fully the result of his promises to seal the border, to deport illegal aliens, and even to reduce the levels of legal immigration. And that's why most people voted for him, other than the fact that the field of Republican candidates was just the same old show, and we're just tired of it. So Mr. Trump's efforts on the southern border, as well as visa overstays and, again, legal immigration levels, I think that needs to be pursued with a little bit more vigor, shall we say. I think everything else that is plaguing the president is a result of the left and the Democrat Party trying to distract people from the real existential threat to this country and the West. And I recommend a book to anyone and everyone that chooses to read about what exactly is happening in Europe with their unfettered immigration. It's called The Strange Death of Europe, a Douglas Murray book, and he lays out exactly what's happening in Europe and what we have to look forward to, and it's not pretty. And we have to do something about it now. This is something that this is irreversible, Kevin. And if the trends continue, it's not good for the country, it's not good for you, and it's not good for your offspring.
Nope, you're right. What we are seeing, well, I'll tell you what we're seeing right now, today, in Western Europe, as a number of Western European countries are being overrun by Middle Eastern types, Muslims, Sharia law, a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, ask the folks in Germany how this whole thing's working out for them. And in fact, in places like Amsterdam, where legislators are proposing laws that would limit immigration from certain Middle Eastern countries. They don't want to deal with hijabs and stuff like that. They just don't want to deal with it. But that's what's happening right now today. Trust me on this one. I hate to say it, but we have just about come to the end. Man, this is weird. Time keeps flying. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, Daniel Honcharu from Nevada Policy or Nevada Policy Research Institute or just NPRI will join us, and we'll wrap up week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. They're getting into some really scary stuff, and tomorrow is a deadline of sorts. We'll tell you about the deadline that bills have to get out of committee by tomorrow. But you know what? Time and again, we've seen this where deadlines aren't really deadlines for these people in Carson City. For some unexplained reason, the bill didn't get out. Well, we'll fix it. We'll amend it. We'll take another bill that has been cleared and been promoted out of committee, and we'll just change everything that's in the bill. So just when you think you've got it all figured out in Carson City, they throw you a curveball. Sad but true. That's going to just about do it. We'll tee it up tomorrow at 9 a.m. sharp. To my friends at National Association of Broadcasters, they've been at about 50,000 of them. They're everywhere. They're going home today. Hope you had fun. I hope you'll leave a generous cash donation at one of our casinos so I don't have to have state income tax. Please, 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 please. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.